Somalia is witnessing yet another day of deadly violence. A car blast in the capital has left at least two people dead. A lawmaker identified as Warsam Faisal and a driver was killed in the blast that rocked the entrance of the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Witnesses say the explosives were planted under the car and went off when the driver got into it. Violence in Somalia has been on the rise ahead of the elections in January. On Thursday, a vehicle packed with explosives rammed into two pickup trucks carrying Marine forces in a busy market area in the northern Puntland region, leaving nine people dead and nearly 40 others injured. Douglas DeGritt from the African desk of the Executive Intelligence Review joins us from Washington. Douglas DeGritt, we're looking at signs coming before the elections of violence plaguing Somalia. What's you reading into this lawmaker that has been identified as Warsam Faisal, who was killed in this blast? Are we looking at more violence to come?
The situation is very unstable. They had finally arrived at having a government, of course, and in the process of setting this up, and the prime minister was turned down and so on. But the thing I'm focusing on in fear is more violence for reasons not having to do with Somalia. The attack on Kenya, the mall in Kenya was carried out from, initially some of the people were from the territory of Somalia, but this had been a foreign takeover of these forces there. And what you have the East African Group of Nations, with Kenya at the lead, trying to get Asian help for economic development and getting big projects going because the United States and Europe are not helping. And the problem, as long as Somalia is unstable, then the Chinese are going to be somewhat reluctant to get more heavily involved. They have plans to build a new port in at Lamu, which is near Somalia. It's in Kenya, to go up to South Sudan and to Ethiopia and would open up northern Kenya as well. And they're building other rail and other infrastructure network in Kenya, going as far as Uganda and Rwanda, ultimately those countries hope. So if this continued instability and security problems in Somalia threaten that, then the situation will be back where it seems like the United States and Europe want it. They're not helping with development in this whole Eastern Africa region, which is the one region that is really confronting the Western world by going after the ICC, the International Criminal Court, which is being used as a political instrument of foreign policy.
Thank you very much for that. Douglas DeGritt from the Africa desk of the Executive Intelligence Review there talked to us on the phone from Washington.